Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Right now, a chilly 15 degrees. Police are investigating after two teens were shot in northeast Wichita.
It happened shortly after midnight Monday morning at the Landing at Woodlawn Tower Apartments near 21st and Woodlawn. Two boys, ages 16 and 17, were hospitalized with critical but non-life-threatening injuries. Police say they're investigating what led up to the shooting. Anyone with information is urged to call police at 316-268-4407 or Crime Stoppers anonymously at 316-267-2111. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A man accused of shooting and killing a teen in southwest Wichita last weekend appeared in Sedgwick County District Court Monday. 18-year-old Elijah Sanova was charged with unintentional but reckless second-degree murder in the death of 18-year-old Blaze Arrington. Now, police say the shooting took place December 23rd in the 3600 block of South Eisenhower Court in the basement of a home. Arrington died in a hospital Saturday. Police are investigating at least three shootings over the Christmas weekend in Wichita, with one man killed. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News.
I just want to keep reminding one another how fragile life is, and that if you have the opportunity to mentor a young person, think about doing that in the new year. We need more mentors in our school system. We need more mentors in our communities. We need to wrap around these young people that need guidance.
Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show here on KNSS. The latest U.S. boat strike in international water, ordered by Secretary of War Pete Hegseth, is reported by military officials.
The U.S. Southern Command, in a post on X, shared details of what it called a lethal kinetic strike, the term meaning direct use of artillery to destroy a target. As part of Operation Southern Spear, the vessel, according to intelligence received, was identified and spotted traveling along a known Eastern Pacific narco-terrorism route. According to Southern Command, two men were killed in the strike. No military personnel were hurt. According to the Trump administration, this strike is the 30th such action in Caribbean and Eastern Pacific waters, killing more than 100 people. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
President Trump hosted Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at Trump's summer home Monday. The two leaders discussed phase two of a ceasefire with Hamas and how to respond to Iran's nuclear program. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Ahead of their meeting, President Trump was asked if he would support Israeli strikes on Iran's ballistic missile or nuclear programs. Here's how he responded.
If they will continue with the missiles, yes, the nuclear, fast.
The Trump administration wants to move forward with the reconstruction of Gaza after all 20 living Israeli hostages were released over 2 months ago. Israel says it will move forward only after Hamas disarms, a point echoed by President Trump.
They agreed to it, and then they'll be held to pay for them.
Netanyahu's visit comes one day after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visited Mar-a-Lago.
The president also said he and Netanyahu needed to come to an agreement on Israeli settlement of the West Bank. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News Time, 6:08, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock, and it's a chilly 16 degrees here in Wichita. A rollover crash Friday in southwest Wichita left one person seriously injured and two people dead, including Joshua Blick, owner of Automobilia, the largest car show in Kansas. Blick used the car show to raise funds and help people in need. Friends and organizations are mourning Blick, working to keep his agency and positive image in the community alive. President Trump is threatening to sue the chairman of the Federal Reserve.
Complaining of cost overruns for renovations of the Federal Reserve's D.C. headquarters, President Trump says he'll probably sue Fed Chairman Jerome Powell for gross incompetence.
The guy's just incompetent. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. He's just a very incompetent man.
The president has been fiercely critical of Powell's leadership of the Fed, describing him as too late to lower interest rates. President Trump has also complained about the cost of renovations at the central bank's headquarters. Powell's term ends in May. President Trump says he'll likely announce a successor in early January. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Two airliners nearly collided while taking off from Houston's Bush International Airport.
The FAA says a Volaris Airlines flight bound for El Salvador made an unauthorized right turn into the path of a Jackson, Mississippi-bound flight. The FAA says air traffic control told the Volaris flight to turn left after departure, but instead it turned right towards the commute air flight, which had departed from a parallel runway. Volaris is deferring comments to the FAA. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
2025 was one of the three hottest years on record, and scientists blame climate change.
An analysis from World Weather Attribution researchers finds 2025 was the first time the three-year temperature average broke through the threshold set in the 2015 Paris Agreement, limiting warming to no more than 1.5 degrees Celsius, 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit. Scientists identified 157 extreme weather events as most severe this year, meaning they met criteria such as causing more than 100 deaths, affecting more than half of an area's population, or having a state of emergency declared. That includes dangerous heat waves, prolonged drought causing wildfires, and torrential rains and flooding. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
KNSS News Time, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
So far this morning, things in traffic have been looking pretty good. It's cold out there, but the traffic conditions not too bad. Something you'll want to watch out for, though. We do have a stalled out vehicle. It's eastbound on Kellogg at Meridian. So watch for a slowdown there as those traffic volumes start to pick up. We also have another stalled out vehicle. This is eastbound K96 at Rock Road. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
Storm Team 12 is another cold start to the day with wake-up temperatures in the teens and feel like temperatures in the single digits. But later today, we will be warming up, a high of 52 degrees with those sunny to mostly sunny skies. Winds from the southwest at about 5 to 15 miles an hour. Later tonight, temperatures drop to about 26 degrees with those mostly clear skies. Heading into your New Year's Eve, mostly sunny skies, a high of 55 degrees. Then as we enter New Year's Day, temperatures take a slight dip into those upper 40s. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Haley.
Now a clear sky, we have a southwest wind at just 6 miles per hour, and the temperature right now, 16 degrees. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Today is Tuesday, December 30th, 2025, and we had a cold, sunny day across south-central Kansas Monday. Wichita's high temperature yesterday was just 34 degrees. Normal high for the date is 43, 34 for a high yesterday. And it is chilly out there this morning. As I said, temperatures in the mid-teens. And it was on this date in 1983, the low temperature in Wichita plunged to 10 below zero. Now, this marked the 10th day in December that the mercury had fallen below zero, which set a record for sub-zero low temperatures in any month for the air capital. Wichita would experience by far the coldest December on record, with an average monthly temperature of 16.3 degrees. Wow. That was a cold snap. That was in 1983. And it was on this day in 1922 in post-revolutionary Russia. The Union of Soviet Socialist Republics was established, also known as the Soviet Union. The new communist state was the successor to the Russian Empire and the first country in the world to be based on Marxist socialism. And, of course, the revolution had occurred. The Tsar had been murdered. And as they said in Dr. Zhivago, there was no turning back. So that was in 1922. That's a republic, just a little more. It's not the republic anymore. It's just Russia. So we had a little change of plans here a few years ago. We still have the dictator, of course, Mr. Putin. Let's see. The North Carolina Education Lottery announced a pick three drawing resulted in more than 5,000 tickets bearing the numbers 911 and winning over $1.43 million in prizes. The lottery said Saturday evening, a pick three drawing resulted in the top prize of $250 for every 50-cent ticket and $500 for each $1 ticket. So pretty good odds there. Again, there were 5,151 winning tickets with the number 911. 6:14, Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hello.
For some reason, I didn't think it would get this cold tonight. We predicted something in the 20s. I don't remember yesterday. But it's cold out there.
But
there's no wind.
There's no wind. That is a massive difference from yesterday morning.
Yeah, huge difference.
The temperature might be the same, but man, it's a whole lot better than yesterday.
Difference. Okay, got a lot going on around here today. We are one of our colleagues, Dan O'Neill, who's doing our evening news for us, is going to retire. I guess the same day that I am tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
And this afternoon we're going to have a little get together for Dan, which I think is really nice.
I'm looking forward to that.
We were hoping we'd be able to talk to him on the Steve and Ted show this morning. I don't know if he's going to be able to get up and get around and chat with us or not. But if he does, we got a lot to talk about. I've known Dan since the 80s.
I was going to say, you and Dan go way back and have a history in this market.
We've worked together, I think, three different radio stations.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, I've known Dan for a long time. And I like to think I helped him in his career. Maybe I didn't. Maybe I destroyed it. But anyway, I hired him in here from Salina. He was at KSAL, and that radio station, we got three guys out of there. And then later on, is that where we got Richard McKay, or did he go back to KSAL?
I know he ended up in Salina.
Richard McKay, of course, did this
show. He was the host of this show for a while, but he was hosting the show when I started.
And I knew him at the old KXLK, and he was a heck of a guy, great talent. He's since passed away.
Yeah, the late Richard McKay.
But
he was sure very nice to me.
Fun guy.
Yep.
And a good talent. All right, maybe, we're hoping to talk to Dan maybe in the 8 o'clock
hour. That'd be nice. Dan O'Neill. Get Dan O on the air for a little bit with us here today.
6:16 now, Stephen, 10 in the morning. You ready to do some sports this morning, Ted?
If you wish.
Yeah. Let's hear about sports with Ted Woodward.
All right, we're kind of getting towards the end of the Chiefs season. We have another edition of the weekly episode of the Chiefs Kingdom Show, and that is hosted by the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. Going to be at 6 o'clock tonight. It's over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH as the Chiefs get ready for their season finale, heading out to Vegas to take on the Raiders to finish up the season on the Sunday afternoon. A couple of the Chiefs items. Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce will play Sunday. So
okay,
there's, you know, is he going to retire? Is he going to come back for another year? We don't know. But
well, the game really doesn't mean anything.
And the game doesn't mean anything. Yeah. So, it, you know, but Travis Kelce is going to play on Sunday. And head coach Andy Reid says he is going to be back next year as head coach. And then there's another guy that's
been
around the block and might retire or might not. But
he says
I'm back next year.
Yes, sir.
I don't think he wants to miss Patrick Mahomes coming back. And
it could be a great year.
At it again next year.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. So that's what the latest on the Chiefs is, and you'll find out all about it if you listen tonight on the Chiefs Kingdom Show over on KFH at 6 o'clock. College women's basketball. It's time for conference play. Wichita State opens up conference play at Tulsa this evening. Shocker women need to figure out how to win away from Wichita. Shocker women have lost 13 straight games away from the city. At Tulsa tonight, live coverage of Shocker women's basketball. Pat Strathman will be on the air at 6:15 this evening. Listen to the Shocker ladies on 103.7 KEYN. College basketball, I'm sorry, NBA, pro basketball. Let's take a look at what's going on. We got the Toronto Raptors winning at home last night. Beat the Orlando Magic, 107-106 by 1 point. In the starting lineup for the Raptors, former Kansas Jayhawk Ochai Agbaji with 10 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. Off the bench for the Raptors, Wichita's Grady Dick, another former Jayhawk, 15 points in 15 minutes for Grady last night. Nice effort off the bench for Toronto and a 1-point win. Back-to-back wins for the Raptors. They're in the number 4 spot right now in the Eastern Conference. The Cleveland Cavaliers win on the road at San Antonio. Beat the Spurs 113-101. In the starting lineup of the Cavaliers, former Kansas State Wildcat Dean Wade with 10 points and 5 defensive rebounds. And off the bench for the Cavaliers, former Wichita State Shocker Craig Porter Jr. He had 6 rebounds. 3 of those were offensive rebounds. He also dished out 4 assists. Nicely done there to help the Cavaliers to a road win. The Cavaliers have won 3 of their last 5. They are in the number 8 spot in the Eastern Conference right now. Happy birthday today to a guy that came here through Wichita and has had a pretty fantastic baseball career. Kevin Long, former Wichita Wranglers outfielder. He is 59 years old today. Played for the Wranglers in the mid-1990s for a couple of seasons. He has won 2 World Series rings as hitting coach for the Yankees. And then 10 years later in 2019 for the Washington Nationals. 2 World Series rings as a hitting coach for 2 different teams. And he's currently the hitting coach of the Philadelphia Phillies, one of the better teams in the big leagues. Guy that came through Wichita, played for the Wranglers, and has become a very well-respected hitting coach in the big leagues for many, many years. Kevin Long, it's his birthday. He is 59 today. I do have a family birthday. My nephew Evan is 22 years old today.
He's an old-timer now.
Yeah, he is. So Evan is deciding his career path. I'm trying to figure out what he wants to do with his life. He might think about joining the Air Force. I know you have, of course, family that's been involved with the Air Force over the years.
It's an exciting time in a guy's life.
Well, yeah.
It can be anyway.
When you're 22 and you're figuring out what path am I going to take. Yeah.
It's all ahead of you there.
So we'll see what happens. Happy birthday. And Evan is he is the one family member I have that is just about as devoted to Mr. Pibb as I am.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it must be in our DNA somewhere along the line.
Mr. Pibb fan.
So, Evan, and well, plus he lives in Dallas where you can actually buy Mr. Pibb in the grocery store. So anytime my brother Andy comes up from Dallas, he might have some contraband Pibb with him.
I wonder if they sell Mr. Pibb and Bucky's. I'll bet they do.
Probably if it's in Texas. The ones in Texas do. I'm sure they do. Yeah, there you go. Happy birthday to my nephew, Evan. He is 22 today. That's Sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company. Now pouring the brand new seasonal Bock Lager. Bock? Yeah.
Yeah.
A cold beer that'll give you a warm feeling. Bock Lager is available at all three WBC brew pubs. That's East near Central and Woodlawn, West at 13th and Tyler, and in historic Delano at Handley. Wichita Brewing Company. That's where groups gather for the holiday season.
Keep it over Dr. Sanjay Gupta. He has a topic this morning that's something we're all interested in. I know Ted is. Safe nail polishing.
Boy, don't get me started.
That's coming up with Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 here on this Tuesday morning. 16 degrees. A nine-hour standoff has ended with one man in custody at Goodland. Now, the standoff began Sunday night after highway patrol troopers responded to an unknown situation at a home in the area of 4th and Caldwell. Officers learned that a male suspect attempted to stab a woman with a knife, causing cuts to her hand. She was able to leave the residence and go to a hospital. Police say the suspect was taken into custody just before 7:30 Monday morning.
Mayor Lily Wu says Wichita has received really good accolades this year. Wu tells KNSS News Wichita has been recognized for its quality health care.
Back in the second quarter of the year, Wichita was named the best city in America for veterans health care. So that's a credit to the VA hospital, but also the healthcare system here in our community. And I'm really grateful to all the physicians, nurses, and anyone who works in healthcare.
Wu commenting during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS.
In San Antonio, Texas, a sheriff is asking for the public's help to find a missing 19-year-old woman.
19-year-old Camila Mendoza Olson was last seen December 24th outside her family's home in San Antonio. Over the weekend, someone who drove near the home caught dash cam video of a girl walking who matched her description.
Folks from the community, if you've got any surveillance camera video, or if you've got a surveillance camera that maybe you haven't had an opportunity to check up until this point, please make it a point to look.
Bexar County Sheriff Javier Salazar said they checked with Homeland Security to see if she'd crossed the border or got on a flight, but she remains missing.
We do have, unfortunately, some indications of suicidal ideations from this young lady in the past. We do know that there was some depression issues in the past.
She left her phone at home, and her family believes she left the house barefoot. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
President Trump says the United States will strike Iran again if its nuclear weapons program is rebuilt.
There's evidence, President Trump says, that Iran may be behaving badly.
It hasn't been confirmed, but if it's confirmed, look, they know the consequences. You know, consequences will be very powerful.
The president says if Iran attempts to restart its nuclear weapons program, he'd order additional U.S. strikes on the country.
I hope they're not doing it because we don't want to waste the fuel on a B-2. It's a 37-hour trip both ways. I don't want to waste a lot of fuel.
President Trump says he has opened the diplomatic talks with Iran to reach a deal on its nuclear program. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A Florida woman faces a first-degree murder charge after she allegedly killed her Parkinson's-stricken mom after she was denied a medically assisted suicide.
Police say 66-year-old Martha Jo Blake told Palm Beach County deputies she suffocated her ailing 97-year-old mother after a doctor denied their request to assist in her demise. Deputies say Patricia Blake was found dead in her home in Palm Beach. They say an autopsy confirmed she'd been suffocated and suffered a broken neck as well. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
From Storm Team 12, it's another cold start to the day with wake-up temperatures in the teens and feel like temperatures in the single digits. But later today, we will be warming up, a high of 52 degrees with those sunny to mostly sunny skies. Winds from the southwest at about 5 to 15 miles an hour. Later tonight, temperatures drop to about 26 degrees with those mostly clear skies. Heading into your New Year's Eve, mostly sunny skies, a high of 55 degrees. Then as we head into New Year's Day, temperatures take a slight dip into those upper 40s. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
And currently clear,
16 degrees, southwest wind at 6 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the Morning coming up on 6:34 here on this Tuesday. And just an hour from now, we will check in with Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty. He always has something good to talk about, and this will be the last time we speak with Ryan this year. There's no commission meeting this week, but we'll talk about some other stuff. Maybe a new year is coming on. Maybe he's got some plans or some ideas, or maybe he wants to talk about what a great year it's been for the Sedgwick County Commission. That's around 7:35 every Tuesday morning with Steve and Ted right here. All right, Ted, today is December 30th already. Whew. One day left in the year.
I know.
One day left in the year, one day left in my career. Hey, made a little rhyme there. Today is Steve and Ted show number 7,086.
7,086.
Going back to January of 1998.
Wow.
It was last century, right? Okay.
That's correct. Yeah.
It is correct. Let's see here. On this date in 1936, in one of the first sit-down strikes in the United States, auto workers occupied the General Motors Fisher Body Plant No. 1 in Flint, Michigan. The auto workers were striking to win recognition of the United Auto Workers as the only bargaining agent for GM's workers. There were some other issues that they needed to have resolved as well. And the strike lasted 44 days. General Motors strike in 1936, right in the middle,
of the Depression.
Right in the middle of, the Dust Bowl. I mean, they could have laid those guys off and found that many more, probably. I don't know. Interesting situation. In the middle of the Depression, they go on a sit-down strike. Have you ever been on a strike, Ted, a sit-down strike?
Have not.
Like every morning we're sitting down and bellyaching about something. We'd be good at a sit-down strike, I think. Let's see here. According to results of a Guardian poll conducted by Harris, 57% of Americans said the U.S. economy is undergoing a recession. And that's up 11% since February. Quote, the U.S. is not experiencing a recession, which is typically defined as two quarters of negative growth, unquote, the Guardian is telling us. Yeah, we're not in a depression by the definition of a depression. Recession, I should say. A lot of people think we are because their wages haven't gone up, but the prices of the grocery store go up.
But every bill and that visit to a store that comes up, everything costs more.
That just means there's inflation going on.
That's what that means.
A recession is a little bit more serious than
more
that.
Dramatic, yeah.
Having been through, I don't know how many in my lifetime. When I was a young person, I know we wanted one or two, I guess, but maybe half dozen.
It's part of the cycle. Yeah, it happens.
There's a kind of a natural cycle to what goes on in the U.S., in our economy. I tell you what, when I first got into radio was 1970. That year before that, and part of 1970, that year before that, we had a problem out at the aircraft plants. It was one of those things where they would go through that cycle where
they go through cycles as well.
They would hire thousands. Then all of a sudden, oh, we got to trim back.
And then something happens and there's all these layoffs.
And there's all these people looking for jobs and there are no jobs available.
Right.
That happened it happened in my life a couple of times.
Yes,
and it was pretty serious stuff.
We've sure seen that happen in Wichita through the years.
But they're hoping that we're diversified enough that will never happen again. 6:37 now, Stephen.
Our biggest employers are always the aircraft plant. So until that's
Boeing.
Not the case, I think it's
we're at there.
We're pretty tied into that industry, no doubt.
We're good. 6:38 now, Stephen. 10 in the morning here on KNSS, and it's time for our KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Most of the cattle complex Monday had two session lows. The live cattle traded mixed and closed two-sided on bear spreading action, while the feeder cattle came off their session highs but still closed with triple-digit gains. Now, last week, the five area feed yards only sold 33,000 head of cattle. The week before, it was only 26,000. Last week's average cash in Kansas was $229. That was up $1.61, while Nebraska was $229.67, up $1.67. Lean hogs traded traded and closed two-sided yesterday. On the close, Feb cattle, 67 cents lower at $228.97. March feeders were up $1.25 at $341.67. Feb hogs, 5 cents lower at $84.47. Now, Monday was a negative session of trading for the wheat, corn, cotton, and soybean futures. They all closed on the negative side. The weekly export inspections were on the low side also yesterday. Gold and silver futures were hit hard yesterday to the downside on profit-taking and liquidation. Now, Wednesday, we will have regular closing times for the ag markets, and then we'll reopen Friday at 8:30 a.m. At the moment, March Kansas City wheat's unchanged at 527 and a quarter. March corn down a quarter of a penny at 442. March soybeans 3 1/4 higher at 1066 and 3/4. February crude oil is 18 cents higher at $58.26. February gold's up $71.50 at $4,415. The March S&P is down 2 points at 6,953. March dollar index 4 cents higher at 97.77. And March Dow Jones futures down 4 points at 48,745. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Now, Tom, it occurs to me, I haven't asked for a few days, how's your wife getting along after her surgery?
She's doing good. It was 6 weeks ago yesterday. She's getting around good. She's still having problems with pain. There's still pain that kind of comes and goes with her knee. But other than that, as far as being able to get around and got her back doing house chores.
Well, you know, as if you were ever doing any.
I know. Well, she probably has to fix the things that I'd done while she couldn't.
Well, yep, probably exactly. The laundry piled up in the living room so you couldn't see out the windows, right?
That's close to it.
All right. Well, who did the chow? Who was taking care of the kitchen then? You?
You know, that was really nice. Patty's got a group of women that they, for I think the first week or week and a half, alternated days of the week and brought in food. So that was very helpful. You know, some really good friends done that. And I'd done a little bit of cooking, too. And she also had some things prepared ahead of time, so we didn't starve.
All right. I got my griddle out last night and cooked up another ribeye.
Oh, boy.
It was delicious, I got to tell you. A big hit with my wife. Now, I got to tell you a quick story. My wife, when we moved into the neighborhood where we are in 1974, she made friends with a lady across the street. Her name was Sally Buxton, and Sally was just a little bit weird. She was like Shelley and Matt, they were a little crazy, okay? So Sally comes over. She says, "Did you hear that guy? One of those, there's two men living over there." He says, "And one of them had an operation. I think we ought to take some sort of a casserole or something." And Shelley said, "Well, that sounds great because we'd be their new neighbors and all that, and we'll make a great impression." So they get together, tuna casserole. So we go over there, knock on the door, and say, "We understand that you had some surgery and we brought over some, we have some little food for you. If we're not too nosy, what'd you have done?" Guy says, "Vasectomy."
Oh my.
True story. But that's Shelly and Sally. There you go. All right.
now, Steve, what am I going to do after tomorrow? Am I going to be able to hear these great stories?
No. I'm going to write a book, and you'll be in it, okay?
I didn't know maybe if Ted and John's going to, you know, pre-record some of them and play them every so often.
No, not a bad idea.
Not that I'm aware of. All right, but listen, we'll talk with you tomorrow morning, okay?
Thank you.
There you go. Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities, Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker on the way. Mm-hmm. Don't be fueled by banking scams.
Ooh.
That's coming up, Steve, at 10 of the morning here on KNSS. Steve and 10 in the morning, KNSS. 6:47 now here on this Tuesday. Three big things. 18-year-old man charged in the fatal shooting of another 18-year-old man in southwest Wichita. Police are investigating the shooting of two teens in northeast Wichita. Another U.S. boat strike kills two alleged drug runners in international waters. 107 have been killed since September. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic volumes are starting to get heavier. You can see that on the traffic cameras here in Wichita.
not seeing it really slowing down too much, with one exception, and that is that road construction down in the Boeing area that's northbound on K-15, approaching I-135. Backup goes almost all the way back to MacArthur at this point. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Well, sunny and warmer today with a high of 50 degrees. Yesterday's high only 34. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 29. For tomorrow, New Year's Eve, sunny with a high of 55 degrees. Now a clear sky, southwest wind at 6 miles per hour, 16 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. If you're making plans for lunch today, may I recommend the Monarch in historic Delano. They got great food, and if you want to go by for a libation, a little something with your friends this evening, they'll be open and ready for you. Bring your friends to the Monarch, West Douglas in historic Delano. Big bank bosses headed to Capitol Hill to discuss crypto legislation with lawmakers.
Fox on Tech.
There was a bipartisan meeting of lawmakers on Capitol Hill before meeting with some top bank executives lobbying Congress to shape the new rules for crypto in a way that benefits them. Some of the heavy hitters at the forum, Citigroup CEO Jane Fraser, Bank of America's Brian Moynihan, and Wells Fargo CEO Charlie Scharf. They're talking about the Clarity Act, a major bill that would create a new market structure for crypto, which is currently stalled. Other parts of the world are ahead of us on crypto legislation, like Europe. Here's what SEC Chairman Paul Atkins had to say about this during our one-on-one interview.
In some ways, we could almost overstep what Europe already has because they might be too stringent with the rules.
They've started to change already things that they had adopted, maybe 5 years ago or something like that. So I think it's a fluid situation by nature, and that's not a bad thing. But I feel confident that here over the next year or two that we'll be where we should be.
With Fox on Tech, Darren Botello, Fox Business.
Stocks ended down Monday, kicking off the last partial trading week of the year.
Chip giant NVIDIA now has a $5 billion stake in Intel. It's a major boost for Intel after falling behind rivals like NVIDIA and TSMC by missing out on the AI boom and becoming complacent with outdated tech. Data centers are rapidly expanding, and SoftBank has jumped on the bandwagon. The Japanese conglomerate has agreed to pay $4 billion to acquire Digital Bridge, the Florida-based investment firm that's focus is data centers. The annual Santa Claus rally not so merry as stocks retreated Monday, the Dow ending down 249, S&P 500 down 24, NASDAQ down 119. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
6:50 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Don't be fueled by banking scams. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning. Bank fraud has recently become far more sophisticated, and even the most careful find themselves targeted. Scammers use convincing phone calls, emails, and texts to impersonate banks, even hijacking your caller ID to display the bank's name. Now, if you're not paying close attention, it's easy to get caught off guard. Well, here are a few simple rules that you can do to help shut down scams before they start. First of all, never share your passwords, PINs, or one-time security codes with anyone. A legitimate bank representative will never ask for them. They don't need them because they already have that information to help you. Never click on links in text messages that claim to be your bank. The bank will not send text containing links. And never rely on caller ID as proof that the caller is real. Scammers can spoof phone numbers and impersonate bank employees with ease. Always pause and verify unexpected requests. If you receive an unprompted call or an email or text claiming to be from your bank, hang up or ignore, and then contact your bank using the phone number you already know and trust. Always access your online mobile banking directly, either by using the website that you know works and the official login button, or by opening that app that you have on your phone that's already working. Always report suspected fraud immediately. The sooner the bank knows, the faster they can help protect your accounts. Staying safe doesn't require fear, Just good habits. With a moment's caution, you can outsmart even the most convincing scammer. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at...
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Saber Wealth, the number is 316-267-0600.
All right. Thank you, Don. It's, of course, the New Year's coming up. Just the minutes and the hours are ticking away. Today is National Resolution Planning Day. We're getting a head start and setting goals for next year. Well, did you know that one in three people fail in their New Year's resolutions in the first month?
In the first month.
Only 10% of people are successful at keeping their resolutions throughout the year. I wouldn't have said that. Have you ever done that? I may have done it once or twice. Oh, I'm going to lose some weight this year, something like that. And I'd forget about it the next day.
I'm the same way. I think early in life I learned this is stupid. Yeah. If I really want to change my life, why do I have to wait till January 1st to do it? Forget it.
Our friend Bob Lutz, former sports writer and radio announcer, radio talent here on KFH. Bob, the sports guy, of course. And he did a deal on Facebook a while back, mm-hmm, where he interviewed myself and three other guys who are retiring right now. Tom Schein for one, and
Mike Kennedy,
and I think it was four.
There were five. Yeah.
But one of his questions, and he had the same set of questions for each
and
of us.
The city manager.
City manager, Bob Layton.
One of those as well.
But one of the questions was something about goals.
Mm-hmm.
And I frankly admit, I am not a goal-setting person.
Yeah, I'm not either.
I've never been a goal-setting person. You know, people talk about you setting your goals and all, you know, but I never had any.
Well, I think it's one of those deals where, your day is busy enough in the industry we're in that, I mean, your goal is, there's a newscast every half hour. You got to get that done.
Yeah, the goal is to.
Your goal is to do that for your occupation and then have fun the rest of the day. The
goal is every day get up and come in here and do your job, do it right, and hope I'll be a success.
That's your goal.
Yeah. But people have other goals like, I'm going to get a new house, or I'm going to do this, whatever.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Shelly and I have never been goal people, I can tell you.
I'm not either.
I'll take that back. We had one when we got married, and we'd been around each other a little bit and knew each other. We made a goal for our children, our two children.
Well,
okay,
that makes sense.
That both of them would finish college and have a degree.
Yeah. See, that's...
And we made good on that one.
Yeah, you did.
And if we never make good on anything else, that's the best.
I'd say
that. Two kids with college education.
Knocked it out of the park on that.
Yeah, they've turned out to be pretty good kids. All right. 6:55 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Stay with us in the 7 o'clock hour. Suspect in court after fatal shooting in southwest Wichita. We have the story. And another U.S. boat strike in international waters. We'll tell you all about it. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.